الصلاة والسلام عليك يا محمد والسلام. اللهم صل على سيدنا الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى أصحابه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد, as we are trying to learn how to achieve taqwa. Taqwa is not a very easy thing to achieve. But when someone achieves it, everything becomes easier for him. That's true. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse of the Quran, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take with His power and might those people who had taqwa towards the Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until they will come and they will reach the doors of Jannah. Futihat abwabuha, the doors will open for them. So for the muttaqi, firstly it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking them. And then he doesn't have to go there and open the door. Futihat, the doors will open, be opened for them. Either by the command of Allah or by the angels. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and the manager of Jannah, the main administrator of Jannah, you may say. Sayyiduna, the angel is called Ridwan. His name is Ridwan. He is the major commander-in-chief, you may say, in the administration of Jannah. All angels and all Jannahs are under him, Ridwan. So, وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. And other also servants, angels, who will welcome them. And they will say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. They will say, peace be upon you. Meaning, this is such peace they will be saying, that after that there will be no unrest, no affliction, no worry at all. This will be such salam. It's a different salam from this world. Here we say salam, that has different meaning. But when the people will enter or will be near the door of Jannah, when the angel will say salamun alaykum tibtum fadkhuluha khalidin, it's as though they are saying that forever now actually you are in peace now. Now no test, no affliction is going to come near for you. Khalidu. Forever you are going to be there. And then the people of Jannah, muttaqeen, what will they say? Yes, we have done very much good deeds and we had taqwa, that's why we reached here. No. They'll say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعْدَهُ. They say, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His fadl and rahmah we have reached here, not with our own amal. They won't say that, meaning that we reached with our amal or anything. They will say, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sadaqana wa'dahu, who has fulfilled His promise. Because there is nothing wajib upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing necessary upon to reward people is not necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this out of fadl on people. It's not like as incumbent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Lord. وَنَتَبَوَّأُ جَنَّةُ مِنَ وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي صَدَقَنَا وَعَدَهُ وَأَوْرَثَنَا الْأَرْضَ نَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ نَشَاءُ. He said that it is, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has facilitated all this and He has given us this. It's His favor that He has given us the power, the ikhtiyar to actually live wherever we want, in whichever we want in Jannah. فَنِعْمَ عَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And this is the best reward for the good doers or the people who've been practicing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said then, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. And you will see that the angels are doing the tawaf, circumambulating around the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in the need of worship. That angels are doing worship already and they'll be doing. So saying that this is not such a favor that the humanity has done, that they've done good deeds, they're angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need even angels' worship as well. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. And they glorify, they mention the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And they will also see that it has been decided. Everything, whatever decision has been made, is with truth. Meaning any person who is going in hellfire will be because of the adl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the justice of Allah. Any person who is going in Jannah will be the fadl of Allah. Fadl of Allah. Where do the amal come in then? The amal will determine the stages of Jannah. The good deeds, a person will get entry by the fadl of Allah. But his degrees in Jannah will be given to him a specific status or degrees or elevation according to their good deeds. So that's where the good deeds come to help, that they will be lit. If you, one person have said Subhanallah once more, the difference between his Jannah and the other Jannah will be like heaven and earth, even with small difference. Subhanallah. One person have said one Subhanallah more. Imagine. Here we also, although we are living on the earth, look, people want to live in good areas, good places, higher, meaning where there are big houses, good area. In every country, every city, even we will, you know, in Manchester, Bolton, there will be areas people want, you know. In Jannah, there are different areas as well. And they have a vast difference based upon the amal of people. But the entry in Jannah is by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't deserve. And they will say, angels will say, alhamdulillah, it will be said to them, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Praise, meaning beginning with the praise, ending with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is sheer favor and rahmah and grace, anyone who gets any blessing in this dunya or akhirah. Because we don't deserve, we have not even created ourselves, our minds, anything. So we really, everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good. And the evil, we do it with our own will and with the ikhtiyar which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did create evil and good, but he said, don't do evil, do good. So evil we do without, and we get the result of it. So the point I am trying to convey to you, that if you, what you are learning, if you attain the taqwa, things will become easier for you. But up to that level you have to do mujahada. Then it is, everything is easy. Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the muttaqeen, and they're all bisharats for them. So here it is said, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take, meaning from the plane of Hashar to Jannah. So what does it mean? It also means that there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take without any effort from us. But it is an indication that my servants in this, on this earth, you must make the effort now. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take you by force. Now it's with your will, if you will. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. It's up to you now. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility. عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. He has taken responsibility of rizq of this dunya. But he has not said, I have taken responsibility of the risk of akhirah of everyone. This is, you should be very clear about this. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no living being that its risk is not provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is upon Allah azza wa jal to provide risk. He has taken responsibility. But he has not said that it is upon me as well to give risk to in Jannah to everyone as well. Muslim, non-Muslim, sinner, disbeliever. He said, no, there you have to work now with your own will. Here I will give you. But unfortunately, we are exerting all our mental, intellectual, physical abilities and skills towards something where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already said, I have taken responsibility. And where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, I have not taken any responsibility, you do it, I'll favor you. There we are relying upon Allah. We say we rely upon Allah. That is not relying, that is not tawakkul. That is what Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, وَمَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Don't be deceived by about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be deceived about Allah. Allah ke baare mein dhokha na khao. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah said, this means that the person, what does it mean? How you can be in deception about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That he said that you do bad deeds and you hope and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will take you to Jannah. He said, now you are being deceived. Ye ma yaghurrannakum billahil gharur, ye dhoka hai. Ke amal kharab karke Allah ki taraf rujoo na karna aur Allah se umeedain bandhna, ye Allah ke bare mein dhoka khana hai bande ka. Ma yaghurrannakum billahil gharur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. So now we turn to the discourses, the part which we are covering, and we were using, as you know, the example of the car. Yesterday we gave that the seat belt of the car is like relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have summarized enough, but if I ask you now, I will then have to repeat almost everything again, I think. If I ask you, but we will continue, inshallah. Because our purpose is that you understand and you know the main points as well. It's not that giving lecture, going. It will be like the Hoover which cleans, which picks up the rubbish and then actually takes it out from the bag. It won't be clean. Mind won't be clean like the inner self. So a person, that's why Sahaba Ikram Rizwanul Ajmain, they used to learn very few verses, although they could learn more, they were Arab people. They learned 10, and only when they know what they mean and they practice, then they come and learn 10 more. That's what they are. Their methodology for instruction. So that's why awliya Allah, ahlullah, righteous people, and this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He repeats things in the Quran. You see every Quranic surah have repetitions again and again. People say, why their repetition? He said, why is Quran repeating itself? I said, if all Muslims have become walis, then the Quran doesn't need to repeat itself. Even in spite of Quran is repeating things, people are going on the way of shaitan. So if I say to you, brother, please can you come here? Now the brother runs outside the door. And I say again, brother, where are you? Please come into the room. And the brother goes further outside the mosque. And then my voice reaches him, brother, please come into the mosque. And the one person is sitting here, he says, why are you repeating the same thing again and again? Why are you repeating same thing again and again? Because I would say that if that person came here first time, I don't need to repeat. But if he is going the opposite way, not understanding, then I need to, this is less even. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa sabajal, this is a Quranic hikmah, wisdom, philosophy of Quran, which non-Muslims and Muslims can't understand sometimes. They say, why subjects are mixed, why verses are mixed of aqidah and fiqh and all these things. There is great wisdom to do with human psychology, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creator of human. So this is because actually that the humanity is going towards the lap of devil, to the feet of devil again and again and again. It's in spite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeating. Allah Azzawajal said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, so many times. Are we thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي الشُّكُورِ. In spite of that, using day and night nursing. Some people come, they say, I am very upset. Why? I did a favor to someone and he is not appreciating. Sab kuch bhool gaya hai mera ihsaan. I say to them, there is no surprise. People are forgotten. Allah subhanahu gave them life. And who is sustaining them every day. What little bit you have done, you are repeating. So, don't do it for appreciation. La nuridu minkum jazam la shukura. Problem is when you do it for appreciation. When you do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is shukur. He appreciates everything. Even small thing. Imam Ali bin Sultan, rahmahullah, a great muhaddis, a Hanafi, a fiqh scholar as well, and in all fields he was a big scholar. He's known as Mullah Ali Qari, but he is a mufassir. He's written a very good tafsir on tasawwuf and tazkiyah, which has been recently published. Very good tafsir. His tafsir on tazkiyah and ihsan and these. So he said in his sharh of Mirqat, of Mishkat Sharif, Mirqat is his commentary, he said, who is shukur? Shukur, ash-shukur. Shukr means thankfulness. Normally we understand thankful, shukriya, shukran. But it is the name of Allah Azza wa Jal as well. Ash-shukur. He said, alladhi yu'ti بغير الاستحقاق وبدون المنة. شکور وہ ذات ہے کہ جو بغیر استحقاق یعنی بندہ حقدار بھی نہیں اور مستحق بھی نہیں پھر بھی وہ جو تھوڑا بہت بھی کرتا ہے اللہ پاک اس کی قدر بہت سوئی کی برابر کیا پہاڑ کے برابر اللہ پاک اس کو بناتا ہے. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very appreciative. And there he mentioned a story there in his sharh. He said one person will be tested on the day of judgment, meaning his amal will be put on the scale, on the mizan, on the scale. And his bad deeds will outweigh his good deeds. His bad deeds will be heavier. And then it will be said, today there will be no injustice done. And he will see one small bag falling into the side of good deeds. And his good deeds will outweigh the bad deeds. And he shall say to angel, what is it? What is this? What's in this small bag or small cloth? Is kapde mein kya hai jo hai? Wo kahenge, this was one handful of dust which you put for Allah's pleasure on a Muslim's grave. Ye ek mutthi matti hai jo tumne Allah paak ko khush karne ke liye ek musalman ki kabar par phenki. Not for showing off. جیسا ہاں میں جنازہ بھی وہ بھی ریا تعزیت بھی ریا دکھاوے کے لیے فرات اس کا تو اجر جو ہے وہ اللہ ہی اپنے فضل سے دے دے ورنہ نیتیں ہماری اچھی نہیں ہوتی. ہم تو لوگوں کے لیے جاتے ہیں اللہ کی رضا کے لیے نہیں جاتے. وہ جو لوگ جنازہ پڑھ رہے ہوتے ہیں اگر وہ اللہ کی رضا کے تو وہ فرض ادا کر رہے ہیں جو فرض عین ہے وہ نماز وہ پڑھیں گے نہیں وہ جنازہ اس کا مطلب ہے وہ آپ کو خدا سے بھی زیادہ ترجیح دے رہے ہیں. They are giving you value more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they're doing. How will their dua benefit the deceased? Because if it's a time of prayer, they might be standing outside smoking cigarettes and talking here and there. And time of janazah, and if, even if they have not got wudu, they're going to pray. And the dua, hardly, you know, people know it, only maybe 60-70% know it, 30% Muslim, they don't know even dua of Salatul Janaza. But this person did it for Allah Azza wa Jalla. Is bande ne Allah ki rida ke liye wo matti ki ek mutthi dali, تو اللہ پاک نے اس کی بھی قدر کی, مٹی کی بھی قدر کی. اللہ سبحانہ نے کہا ایون دا ویسٹ دا اسٹول آف دا ہورس آف دا مجاہد ول بی ویٹ آن دی رین. گھوڑے کی لید کا بھی وزن ہے اور بہت سارے اعمال. تو اللہ پاک تو سب سے قدر دان ذات ہے, ہم اس کے لیے نہیں کرتے جو قدر کرتا ہے. بے قدروں کے لیے جی میں نے اپنے بھائی کے لیے کیا, جی میں نے فلانے بندے پر یہ کیا اور یہ کیا, وہ تو اب وہ آپ کو ہارٹ اٹیک ہو رہا ہے جب وہ الٹی چھلانگ لگاتا ہے. مخلوق کے لیے یہ ہے کہ 99 دفعہ آپ ان کی طرف نیکی کریں, ایک دفعہ برائی ہو جائے وہ 99 بھی کنویں میں پھینک دیں. اف یو ڈو 99 ٹائمز گڈنس ود دا کریشن, ون ٹائم you do not, they will throw your 99 times away as well, mostly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do 99 evil things and one goodness, and He turns to you. He sometimes changes those 99 sins into virtue because of Allah. So why are we trying to have loyalty towards creation? Why are we putting our heads again and again in the feet of creation, جو جوتے مار رہی ہے بار بار وہ جوتے مارتی ہے, پھر ہمیں خارش ہوتی ہے سر میں کہ بھائی رکھ کوئی جوتا کیوں نہیں پڑ رہا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful, is as I said is shakur, is al-kareem, is so appreciative of everything. And if you have relationship with Him, He is best to have a friend. That's why He named Himself as a friend and His friends as friend. He Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. And He said, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Taqwa again. He said, who are my friends? In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. My friends are the muttaqoon, which you are learning here. Taqwa. Taqwa is the ideal personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the ideal ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the ideal personality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal is the most, he is ash-shukur. He will value your, He even does such things that actually which value which other people even can't consider. He even values thoughts. If you have made an intention of good deed, He values that and gives reward on someone. Creation doesn't, you don't go to someone and they say, okay, here is 100 pounds because we knew you wanted to, you had the good intention to work or do something. Makhlooq to niyat par nahi deti. Wo to kaam par bhi mazdoori nahi dete baad dafa. لوگ رو رہے ہوتے ہیں, حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا مزدور کی مزدوری سینہ خشک ہونے سے پہلے دو. That pay the earner, the laborer before his sweat dries. اور یہاں وہ کام کرنے والے بھی اور دینے والے بھی جس طرح کی روح اس طرح کے فرشتے ہیں وہی آپس ایک دوسرے کا علاج کرتے ہیں. جس کو پہلے دے دو وہ کام ہی نہیں کرے گا. Whoever is paid in advance, he will actually linger on for months or weeks and say goodbye to you. And you will be phoning and actually asking, when are you coming, brother? When? He said, now, whenever I have time. And then there are others who don't actually pay them. So both sides, they are. So it's not the way of the awliya, ahlullah, righteous people. Really a person does harm to himself. So one should... The best friend, your best friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not anyone else. And His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the awliya Allah. And the malaika. They are the people and the creation which you should extend the hand of friendship to them. Not the devilish family. All others, they will abandon you sooner or later. Sooner or later. Anyway, so if you look at the screen, up to now, we have covered this bottom line where we said the period of non-existence. These are the motivators, you may say. These are the you may say the power houses which are going to give you power to travel all this journey. They are very, very important. They are like the battery of the phone, mobile phone you have. If you have very good phone, good functions, you know, have the numbers, you know how to call, but there's no power in the battery, it won't operate. It won't turn on. So there are many Muslims today, they know things, but because these things are not fresh in their mind, they are sleeping. वो कहते हमें पता है, हमें पता है. This knowledge is dead knowledge. Knowledge is two kinds, living knowledge and dead. Until you don't practice, it is dead knowledge. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man izdada ilman, whose ever knowledge will increase, walam, and his practice and guidance, hudan, it will not increase. If that knowledge will only take him further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa bu'da, it will only increase the distance between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not going to take you to closer. This is a hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Man izdad ilma walam yazdad hudan walam yazdad illa bu'da. It will just increase more distance. So that's why you find many scholars, they are here in universities, they are teaching Islam. They are non-Muslims teaching Islam, they are non-practicing people teaching Islam, hadith, and they will know Arabic and everything. But they are further away from Allah. Their knowledge is taken even further away. And that's true. The person who does not practice the Sunnah and his knowledge, he will then, his research will go, the end of his research will be, you don't need to follow Sunnah. Na'uzubillah. Is this knowledge? Is this ilm? Or is this even mother of jihala, that which is, the result is that you are abandoning the prophetic hadith or the prophetic way. If your research means this, then sahaba, but the sahaba ikram is one. And then our people mention stories, कहानियां हमारे लोग इस तरह बताते हैं. एक फलां सहाबी आए, वो उन्होंने अपना गरीबान खोल के रखा हुआ था, बिकॉज दे सो रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इन दैट स्टेट एंड दे फॉलोड. अच्छा, उनकी कहानियां तो इस तरह की, खुद जो हुजूर अलैहि सलाम फरमा गए, पता है ये उनका तरीका, उनका सुन्नत है, उस पर भी अमल नहीं कर रहे. फिर कहेंगे वहां हजूर अलैहिस्सलाम सहाबी थे, वो दरख्त ऐसे नीचे होके गुजरे, दे वर सिटिंग ऑन द कैमल एंड दे बो डाउन देयर हेड. व्हाई? बिकॉज इन द टाइम ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम देयर वाज अ ट्री एंड द प्रॉफेट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पास्ड देयर एंड द ब्रांचेस वर हैंगिंग डाउन टू गेट बरका फ्रॉम हिम एंड ही बो डाउन हिज हेड सो दैट ही डजंट हिज हेड डजंट गेट हार्म. सो दे गिव एग्जांपल लाइक दिस इन द रीड स्कॉलर्स. But when the time for action comes, it is said that that's how you should behave in the Sunnah way. That was the dress code of Rasulullah ﷺ. That was the huliya of the Prophet ﷺ. That is the shamail of Rasulullah ﷺ. Then they say, oh, no, it is not necessary. No. It's fine. We are living in the modern world. We are living in the modern world, etc. So, knowledge only this, when it is practiced, and especially our mashayikh have mentioned that even if you follow the fatwa of muttaqi mufti, not actually any person who say I have done research and I am mufti and I have knowledge, we don't follow them. A mufti which is practicing, which is a sahib taqwa mufti, sahib amal mufti, others they will say whatever they want. You can conclude anything from Quran and Hadith. If you have knowledge and you can play with the words and all these sects which have gone astray, that's what they've done. So our shuyukh have said, follow the fatwa of those people who are muttaqi. And that's why we follow Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmahullah. Because when someone used to go to Kufa, it was a city of Sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala,
Hazrat Ibrahim Nakhai Rahbahullah, the great Tabi'i, student of Abdullah ibn Masood and great other scholars. And people were surprised, even more than Baghdad, at that time knowledge was there. There. Because Baghdad came after, meaning with famous. So, when someone entered Kufa, they would ask, who is the, at that time they used to ask like this, who is the greatest worshipper or greatest scholar of this city? Ab hum puchte hain meer kon hai zyada, paise kiske zyada hai, MNA kon hai, who is the MP, who is the rich person, who is the other person? When those people used to enter, they will ask, because they had this want, and they say, who is, someone entered Kufa, they said, who is the most knowledgeable person? They said, Abu Hanifa is the most knowledgeable person. Oh, mashallah. He said, who is the known as the great worshipper? Bohut bada abid jisko kaha jata hai, is abadat bohut zyada karta ho. He again said, Abu Hanifa, because he read 45 years his Fajr Salah with Isha's wuzu. 45 years. That's what Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak said. When he was Imam Jalaluddin Sayyuti, Tabi'uz al-Sahifa, he is written in the elevation and in the on the status of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah. In that he has mentioned this story, that about Hazrat Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak, great muhaddis and rawat of Imam Bukhari, and his hadith are very, very well known. Someone objected, someone did a pastor derogatory remark about Imam Abu Hanifa, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak said that you are saying this about a man who I have seen read Fajr prayer with Isha's wuzu 45 years. I am witness to that. He, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak, ne farmaya. But as Dr. Masood Ahmad Mujahid was saying, that we have sometimes difficulty to understand how did these people do. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmahullah, he in his mosque, he used to offer Isha prayer quite late, near midnight. Remember, this also you should know how they did that. Because his opinion was, the Isha, the more later it is read, the more rewardable. So in his mosque, they used to offer Isha near midnight. So sometime he used to sleep between Maghrib and Isha. For 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, however. And then after, for the midnight Isha prayer, then after midnight he used to do Ibadah until Fajr, and then he used to rest during the day for some time as well. That's how they were managing things. So why we have difficulty in understanding these shayukh? Because we apply our schedule to them. When we apply our schedule to them, then we will have difficulty. We'll have difficulty to understand that how they did that. Because we have a different mindset, different schedule, and we think, how will they, if they were working all day and actually, you know, watching TV and doing on the surfing on the net, actually, how did they actually do this? But they didn't do these things. They did actually engage in knowledge and wisdom and also muzakara and all these things during the day as such, but not in useless things. They were such people, you should know, Hazrat Dawood At-Ta'i rahmahullah, he was a member of the Council of Fiqh, which Imam Abu Hanifa formed, by 50 members. Now why he was member? Because he was known as one of the greatest muttaqi person. So he had a legal expert, meaning a politics expert, politician on politics, a sociologist, a psychologist, a scholar of hadith like Imam Abu Yusuf and others, and also this person of Tazkiya and Ihsan. So that when the fatwa and the opinion is made, it is comprises of all a balanced view actually of all. And Hazrat Dawood At-Ta'i rahmahullah was such a person that he even didn't like wasting time whilst eating. He said that if I eat every morsel, it takes so much time. He used to put his bread or roti or chapati nowadays into water so that it becomes soft, so that he can drink it. He doesn't have to chew and wait. Because he said, I can do zikr, I can do certain other things in this time. That's how their meaning, they were time conscious people. So we covered all this. As we said, this is the most important part, because this is the powerhouse. If the powerhouse of country fails, what will work? You tell me. Powerhouse of a company fails, where biggest, best things are made, it's phones are made, computers are made. If the power finishes, how will the company operate? If the powerhouse of the country, the country will come to a standstill. No airport, nothing. That's the problem with us. We do not take the power from the powerhouses, and then in spite of knowing what to do and how to do, we still are not able to do it. Because we don't have that. So this is very important. We covered that. Then we also mentioned the four conditions, and yesterday body, the mind, and purification of the heart. And the enlightenment of the soul, etc. We mentioned that. So today we are going to go forward. Now, example of the car. What does the headlight represent? Headlights. आपको बताया था कि दरवाजे तो उसके सात अज़ा हैं. चार पहिए या चार व्हील जो हैं, वो चार शरूत हैं. इंजन उसका प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द माइंड है. सीटें उसकी प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द हार्ट है. बट नाउ एज इट सेज, व्हाट आर द हेडलाइट्स? इट ब्राइटन्स अप द जर्नी अहेड. देखें ना, हेडलाइट्स क्या करती हैं? व्हाट डज द हेडलाइट डू? इट ब्राइटन्स अप. आपको पता चलता है गाड़ी कहां चल रही है रस्ते में. ऑन द रोड, वेयर इज गोइंग? इट्स going towards the destination, so that one is clear on his route. If one does not have the correct objectives, then his headlights are either faulty or broken. अगर बंदे के मकसूद चीजें जहां आपने जो हासिल करनी है वो आपको नहीं पता, तसव्वुफ का, तज़किया का, तक़वे का मकसूद जो है, then you will be confused, you will be falling for wrong things. Many people come towards Tazkiyah and Ihsan because they want to be a person of karama or a person to possess supernatural powers, healing powers, dam, taweez, danda, jinnat, mukashifa, all these things. So if they will not have correct objective either, then they are faulty. He shall be in darkness, lost in the motorway of dunya. That person will be lost in the motorway of dunya. वो दुनिया के motorway में गुम हो जाएगा, पता ही नहीं किधर जाना है. वो चल रहा होगा, गाड़ी चल रही है, but in darkness. He shall crash into obstacles placed by shaitan. शैतान इस दुनिया के motorway में कई रुकावटें उसने रखी होती हैं. ये कोई M6 या M1 की तरह नहीं है कि वो clear हो. If there will be many many obstacles and traps put in the motorway, and shaitan will put, और आपको नजर भी नहीं आ रहा, now you are going to crash. Destroying his car of closeness, उसके कुर्ब की गाड़ी को वो तबाह हो जाएगी, damage हो जाएगी. He will not see the shayateen coming, he shall not see the ambush ahead. ना उसको शैतान नजर आएंगे, ना उसको वो trap नजर आ रहा है, वो धोखा नजर आ रहा है. He will be trapped. So what is the solution? He should, so traps like that, this is fire or there is a stone coming. Gaadi ki lighten jo, wo theek honi chahiye. The headlamps and this normal lamps. Ye char lighte hoti hai. No, if one is the normal you use, and then there's two headlamps which are used in when you are in, meaning darkness or there's nothing. So similarly, in the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are four objectives. They are like headlamps. If you won't have those in mind, they should be illuminating like headlamps in your mind all the time. That's my objective. That's my objective. That's my objective. That's where I'm going to. So we're going to discuss that. So, because here is the mountain of objective, the mountain of taqwa. The mountain of objectives, the mountain of taqwa. Only when you will have this in mind, you can travel. Otherwise, you'll go to the other mountains. If you look, there is another mountain here. There are other mountains behind it. You will be wandering in the somewhere in the rocks and in the other mountains and the terrain, mountainous terrain there, and deserts of sin and other things. And many people have become astray because of this. So what are the objectives? Number one, this is a mountain of objectives. As if number one, giving preference, dominance, supremacy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving His commands the preference. At-ta'zeemu li amrillah. So to give complete preference towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command, worshipping only Allah over all false ideals, false gods, they give preference to the command of Allah over all other commands. Why? Because all the time you are bombarded with different commands. There's a nafs has one command, shaitan have another one, people have another one, children will have another one, wife and husband and spouses have another one, the dunya has another one, the society has another one, the employer has the other one, the government has a different one. So they are all commands. Amongst those commands, there is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first objective is you give that preference, command of Allah, amar of Allah over all other commands. Is the example is like Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gave, that he had a minister or courtier called Ayyaz, and he was fond of him. He liked because he was an intelligent person, very wise servant. Others were jealous. Why does he favor him? So once all the courtiers and main ministers were sitting, and Sultan Mahmud, he had a gift. Someone gave him a precious gift of a gem. It was a gem or a diamond, very precious, which was not found in his old treasure. उसके पूरे खजाने में इतना बड़ा हीरा या वो जो भी यानी मोती था वो नहीं था. And he had it in his hand. Everyone was looking wondrous. And then the scene changed. Scene बदल गया. He gave it to one minister. He said, "Here it is." He sent to his servant, "Give him." He presented him, put it on a stone. It was laid down on a stone, and he gave a hammer with it as well. उन्हें एक थोड़ी भी दे दी. कहा कि मेरा हुक्म है, इसको तोड़ दो. The minister was worried. He couldn't make a decision. He said, "Well, it's so precious that it's not available in the king's whole treasure. And king is testing me. And if I make a wrong decision, he's going to punish me." And he said, no, I am not going to break this. He said, no, I know. Next one, he didn't as well. Next one, he didn't as well. Next one, all of them didn't. And when it came to Ayyaz, his minister and his courtier, and he said, "Ayyaz, break it." And he picked up, without having a second thought, he picked up the hammer and smashed it into pieces. Oh, there is silence, shock in the majlis. And then someone spoke, "Oh, honorable king, that is why we say this, but you favor this. Look what type of decision he has made. Look what he has actually lost. Look what he has actually wasted. He has actually breaked this precious gift which some another king has given you. So Sultan Mahmud said to Ayaz, you answer them. They are saying something, they are objecting. You answer them. And they said, he said, what is the objection? They said, you smashed into pieces very precious diamond. He said, yes, the diamond was very precious, but the command of the king is more precious than the diamond.
तो यास ने ये कहा कि ये मैंने हीरा तो तोड़ दिया जो दूसरों ने तोड़ा इसलिए है कीमती हीरा है बड़ा पुरकशिश हीरा है लेकिन शाही हुक्म इस हीरे से ज्यादा कीमती है आप तो वो हैरान हो गए कि हमें जिस चीज की समझ नहीं आई सो दैट्स व्हाट वी आर सेइंग हम भी यही कह रहे हैं हाँ माल में भी वो हीरे की तरह लगता है वेल्थ इज वेरी ग्लिटरिंग अट्रैक्टिव Opposite gender, women, men, other cars, everything, dunya, ye bahut kimti bhi ho, glittering bhi hai, chamak damak bhi hai. But when the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, uske hathode se inko tod dena ka hukam hai. Then don't look at the preciousness and the beauty of the nafs or anything like this. Phir, if you want to come closer to the king, he was then closer to the king. तो इसको कहते हैं ताज़ीम उल अमर अल्लाह दैट टू गिव डोमिनेंस टू द कमांड ऑफ अल्लाह इनर कमांड ऑफ अल्लाह और इट इज रिलेटेड टू आउटर ऑफ द पर्सन सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट ऑब्जेक्टिव और एंड अल्लाह सुबहाना व तआला दैट्स वेयर शैतान फेल शैतान लॉस्ट दीज फोर नाउ लिसन वेरी केयरफुली आई एम गिविंग यू कुरानिक रेफरेंस ऑफ दीज फोर ऑब्जेक्टिव where shaitan lost them. That's why he is now here with us now. Otherwise he was living in heaven. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, bow down to Adam, to him, same thing happened, what happened with the courtiers of Sultan Mahmud. Yes, he said, I am diamond. My head is diamond. I am fire. Why I should break it? Why I should bow it? Why I should break it in front of the hammer or in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam? Usko apna aap bada keemti laga. Usne kaha, main to aag hoon, main to chamakta heera hoon. Main mitti ke niche, lohe ke thode ke niche aaun. Yahi baat usme thi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said same thing to him. He said, Ya Iblis, Ma mana kan tasjuda lima amartuk. Amr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Iblis, what stopped you from following my amr? There was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was guiding him really at that time even. He was giving him an opportunity that if he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have forgiven him. He was again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was having mercy upon him even at that time. When he said, he didn't expel him immediately. When he didn't bow down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him opportunity to explain. Qala ya Iblis. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't. Oh Iblis, ma manak. What? You never done this before. What stopped you now following my command? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the hint that look at the command of Allah. Don't look at Adam. Don't look at his dust and his clay or who he is. Ma manak an tasjuda lima amartuk. What amr, which I have given, the command I have given, why have you not followed? He did not understand even that time. He was blind, became blind with jealousy and all these things. He became blind. He was saying, Ana khair, I am diamond, I am diamond, I am diamond. Wohi jo hum, main heera hoon, main aag hoon, main chamak hoon, main damak hoon. But he was giving the justification, but the higher thing was, this was the command. If Allah from the command us to bow down towards Kaaba, we know it is a stone. We do it. We don't worship it. But we are going down and prostrating towards the Qibla, Kaaba. It's stone. Where is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said to Hajar Aswad, I'm kissing you. I know you are stone. You are not God. You don't own any harm or loss. But I am doing it because the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because we are the servants of Allah, the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't use our own justification and own opinion. They are not. So, Iblis and his downfall, one of the reasons was that he gave preference to his command of his nafs over the command of Allah. Usne apne nafs ke hukam ko upar rakh diya Allah ke hukam niche. Hamare bhi log yahi is tarah hum kehte hain, ae ji baat ki ye banda ye keh raha hai, biwi keh rahi hai, ye kar lo, koi baat nahi hai, sood le lo, sharab bech lo, daadi mundwa do, ye kar do, wo Allah ke hi hukam hote hain. And then you are following, you should know who they are. It doesn't matter who is speaking. If they are speaking against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, they have become the mouthpiece of shaitan at that time. Isme koi nahi hai ki wo kaun hai. Agar wo Allah uske Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke hukam ke khilaf keh raha hai, us waqt wo shaitan ki boli bol raha hai. Shaitan uske zariye bol raha hai. Us bande ko khud bhi nahi pata what he is saying. So this is the first objective, meaning of if you want to achieve taqwa, this is the sign of taqwa. This is the one quality which you should be, fasting should bring in you. Because all fasting is doing is training you in this objective. Allah SWT, don't even eat apple, eat bread, drink Abhi Zamzam. Abhi Zamzam is a blessed water. But if fasting you drink, your fast will be broken. Abhi Zamzam kitna ba barkat pani hai. Lekin Allah Taala ne roka ke bhai hukam ki iski training ho rahi hai, iski amrullah ki, how to follow the command of Allah. So when you are taken to the extreme, not only unlawful matters, but lawful eating as well, lawful drink, lawful marital relations. Because actually you are being trained in the Amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr of Allah. Amr means the command of Allah azza wa jalla. So this is the first one. The second one is giving preference to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his love and his sunnah. So ta'zeemu li rasulillahi wa li sunnatihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To actually, so what it means is giving preference to the Prophet ﷺ over all other ways of life, all the leaders, loving him more than all other creation, even yourself. So the second objective is that every leader comes with a way of life. Har leader ke paas na koi uska manifesto hota hai, tarika hota hai zindagi ka. Bhai, you should live like this, you shouldn't do this, you should follow politics like this. So Rasulullah ﷺ is the greatest leader and his way of life is the greatest way of life, the blessed way of life. So to prefer him and his way of life and his love over other ways of life which are opposing him, this is the second objective. That you use your tongue like Rasulullah ﷺ used his tongue. Your hands, your face, and all these things. And this is what shaitan lost. What second thing he did? He didn't respect the honor of Sayyidina Adam, who was the Nabi of the time. You see, there's a link of these objectives with that, what he did. He said, I am not respecting Sayyidina Adam. Adam al-Islam was the prophet of that time. In front of him, he was standing. So he paid no heed, no honor, no preference. He still give preference to his own self. Look what happens. And that's what going to happen to me and you as well. Rasulullah ﷺ said there a hadith, Imam Abu Dawud narrated. He said, there will come a time when a person will be reclining on a couch or a sofa, and when my sunnah will be mentioned, hadith, and he will say, it's not necessary to follow sunnah and hadith. Quran is enough for us. The Prophet ﷺ foretold us before. And once Rasulullah ﷺ said, Ya Allah, have mercy upon my khulafa. Have mercy upon my khulafa. My khulafa, my representative, have mercy. Sahaba Rizwanur Ajmain said, Ya Rasulullah, who are your khulafa? He said, those who follow sunnah and teach sunnah to others, they are my khulafa. Because I left sunnah, my life is sunnah. فرمایا وہی میرے خلفاء ہیں میرے آج یہ خلیفہ ہیں جی میں فلان بزرگ کا خلیفہ ہوں داڑھی نہیں ہے کس کا خلیفہ ہے وہ شیطان کا خلیفہ ہے حضور علیہ السلام کا یا اولیاء اللہ کا تو نہیں ہو سکتا عورتوں کو مل رہے ہیں اور ٹونا ٹوٹکا ستارے ہاتھ دیکھنا اور جی زائچہ بن رہا ہے اور یہ اور وہ حساب کتاب اور دی تھنگ نتھنگ ٹو ڈو ود ولایا کہانیاں جب بیان کریں گے نا ہمارے لوگ اے جی حضرت باجدید بستامی نے فرمایا ہے کہ کوئی ہوا میں بھی اڑے نا پانی پہ چلے سنت کے خلاف چل رہا ولی نہیں ہو سکتا حضرت اب کیا ہو گیا تمہیں What has happened now to them you when you know this principle when you mention this principle when your turn comes and then actually you forget Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmahullah someone said to him there is a person who said I have reached the closeness of Allah now alhamdulillah I am fine I don't need to follow such as such sunnah and sharia Hazrat Junaid al-Baghdadi said yes he is true he is truthful in what he is saying partially he has reached but in hellfire not actually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He's reached in hellfire, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who reached Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap alayhi salam to jab miraj pe ja rahe hain, wahan se hukam, wahan bhi namaz par rahe hain baitul muqaddas mein, wahan bhi namaz ka hukam hai. Hamare log hain, eh ji, main namaz arsh par pad raha hoon, yahan nahi. Koi Madina Sharif mein pad raha hai. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Badr, he is reading salah in Badr, not in Masjid Nabvi. You living in Pakistan and India, Bangladesh, reading namaz in Madina Sharif. When Prophet ﷺ was in Khandar, it was there. When he was in other, in Makkah, he was reading in Makkah Sharif. So these are all, you may say, deceptions of Shayateen. And Imam Ghazali, Rahmullah said that these people, and Hazrat Junaid was are worse than fornicators and alcoholics. Ye zaniyo, اور شرابیوں سے بھی بدتر ہیں یہ لوگ جو اس طرح کی باتیں کرتے ہیں کیونکہ زانی شرابی توبہ کرے گا وہ کم از کم اس کا عقیدہ درست ہے اور یہ جو بنائے ہوئے ہیں نماز ہی نہیں پڑھنے کتنے پیر ہیں وہ جاتے ہیں مسجد میں جا کے نماز ہی نہیں پڑھتے وہ مسجد میں نماز یہ دے ہیں نتھنگ ٹو ڈو وتھ صلاح اینڈ جماع ہاں کہ حضور علیہ السلام فرمایا میرا دل چاہتا ہے میں ان گھروں کو جلاؤں کہ یہ وہ مندے مجمان لیکن وہ نہیں نہ ان کے وہ یہ ہے یہ چیز So these people who are not preferring Rasulullah ﷺ and his way, oh, they are not actually on the true path. They will be deviant people until the day of judgment. We are not impressed by their knowledge. We are not impressed by their knowledge. We are impressed with Rasulullah ﷺ and his sunnah if they have. Agar ilm se mutasar hona hai to shaitan ke paas shayad unse bhi zyada ho. ہم علم سے متاثر نہیں ہوتے ہم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے متاثر ہوتے ہیں ان کے طریقہ زندگی سے ان کے قدر ان کی ہے علم تو جو ہے جسٹ نالج وہ تو یعنی شیطان نے دیکھی بھی چیزیں ہیں وہ نہیں اور بڑے بڑے پیچھے یہ یعنی جھوٹے نبوت کے دعوے دار اور یہ سارے لوگ یہ علم ان کے پاس بہت تھا یہ معتزلی اور جبریہ اور یہ پرانے فرقے اینڈ یو دے پلے ود ورڈز اینڈ یو دے ول پروو تھنگز ٹو یو اینڈ اف یو ڈونٹ ہیو نالج یو ول تھنک دے آر ٹروتھ فل اس کی کوئی طرح نہیں دیٹ نالج از علم نافع وچ از ان دا کمپلائنس ود رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کمانڈ سننا اینڈ ہز پریفرنس اینڈ دیٹ از شور فور 100% میننگ دیٹ So the sign of a wali is following, loving, and of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah said, any peer, he said in his book, who is missing sunnahs, he need to repent and he should set free his disciples and find a person he can do tazkiyah of himself and come back again. Aapne farmaya, aapki ek nayi kitab abhi publish hui hai, 900 saal baad, kitab al-fatuwa, after 800 or 900 years, first time it has been published. Firstly, it was only makhtuta. I have it, the book which has been published. And in that he mentioned what is the path to Allah, how to reach Allah, what are the conditions of the murid, and how should the shaykh be, what are the conditions. We don't fulfill even that. Even what he has said for murideen and salikin, let aside actually shayukh and all these people. And then there are people who say, I am very knowledgeable, I have learned, I am scholar, I don't need tazkiyah. You have more knowledge than Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, how much he had? You have more knowledge than Imam Ghazali. If they need it, then why don't you need? And your life is witness that you need, because you don't have the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So second objective is, in all matters, Rasulullah, لا يؤمن أحدكم, your iman cannot be complete until you love and follow him in all matters, not in actually only few matters, in all matters, necessary matters at least, and where there is preference, or you may say mustahab, then that you have a choice over. The third objective is compassion upon creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-shafaqa ala al-khalq, ala khalqillah. And that means to have mercy and compassion upon the makhluq in helping the creation and environment through wealth, property, honor, and saving them, people and jinn, from the day of judgment, the punishment of the day of judgment, and reminding them of the ways of success in the light of Quran and Sunnah. Meaning, looking after their welfare in this dunya and their welfare in qabr, in their welfare in akhirah as well. That is compassion, to want goodness for all creation. Want goodness for kuffar even, so that they have the iman, for sinners. Imam Abu Hassan Shazili, rahmahullah, one person came, he said, my neighbor yesterday, he did this, he's a very bad person, he does this sin. Imam Shazili said, don't you want mercy of Allah on the earth? He said, no, I am saying, you're not saying that. He said, well, if he was actually admonishing him that if he is sinning, the mercy of Allah and maghfirah comes on the earth because of the sinners, they do sins. He was referring to actually a hadith of Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah said, if all people would not sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy them and bring new people, they will sin and ask forgiveness. So he had another, Imam Shazili said, you want Allah's maghfirah and mercy not to be manifest on this earth, it's going to manifest. So he is looking positively even to the sinners. And like Hazrat Ma'ruf al-Qarqi, rahmahullah, one of the great awliya, someone said, these are sinners, they are enjoying, they are having party, they are in a disco at that time, for example. Sayyidi, pray against them, alayhim. He said, Ya Allah, however they are happy here, make them happy in akhirah as well. He said, their students, that disciples are saying, حضرت ہم آپ کو کہہ رہے ہیں بدعا کریں ان کے لیے تب بیڑا غرق ہو. آپ فرمائے اللہ جس طرح یہ یہاں خوش ہیں آخرت میں بھی خوش رہیں. Three times he said, and they were, other were adamant that they should be in tabah, because people have personal agendas as well sometimes. So he said that what I did the dua that they be happy in the next world, they're only going to be happy if they repent in this dunya. So I am doing dua for their repentance and their forgiveness and their change this way, but in a positive manner. In a positive manner. Dekhna, musbat tarika bhi to hota hai baat karne ka. Is tarah bhi awli Allah, ahlullah ka ye tarika hota hai. Ki they try to actually, one king had a dream. Ek badshah ko khwab aayi, mere daant gir gaye hain, ye my teeth have fallen, this. He called a dream interpreter. Usne ek khwab ke tabeer wale ko bulaya, batao is khwab ki kya tabeer hai. Usne kaha ke tabeer achhi nahi, it's not a good one. He said, anyway, mention, bata do. He said, many of your relatives are going to die very front of your eyes. You will have to go through the agony and the pain of many relatives dying in your presence. Usne kaha ke daant girne ka ye matlab hai ki aapke itne rishtedar aapke samne marenge aur aapko dukh se guzarna padega. He said, the king said, maybe it's true, but I am not satisfied. But pareshan kar diya. He called another one, another person who had asked. Usko bataya ki, I have seen such a dream. What does it mean? He said, it means you will have long life. Usne kaha, iski tabir ye hai ki aapko bahut lambi zindagi milegi, apne rishtedaron se bhi zyada. You see, the thing is same. Baat toh yehi hai, ek hi hai. Ki lambi zindagi rishtedaron se milne ka matlab yehi hai ki bhai, woh rishtedaron ki maut uske pehle ho gayi. Lekin pehle ne bayan kiya, bhai, badshah, teri ab to bada buri hai tabeer tere liye toh. Tere samne tadap tadap ke marenge. Toh pata chalega. Sare rishtedar tere ye. So, wo baat ek hi hai, lekin badde din no dusri tabhi wo khush ho gaya badshah, I'm going to have long life. Who doesn't want a long life? Now he is not concerned about relatives. Acha hai wo mar gaye, main jitne kitni zindagi mile lambi. So sometimes it's a matter of actually in so compassion upon creation, meaning protecting their honor, their life, their property, and trying to keep them happy. Like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, what is husn akhlaq or khul? He said, to agree and to cooperate with people unless it is a sin. So main husn akhlaq ki apne tarif ye di ke logon ka saath dena illa ye ke gunah ka kaam na ho phir nahi dena. Gunah ka kaam nahi hai to logon ka saath do, har mamle mein yahi husn akhlaq. And these people were awliya Allah, were the most compassionate people. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmatul lil alamin. Wo to rahmatul lil alamin hai, hum apne shahar ke liye hi rahmat ban gaye. Rahmatul lil qarya aur madina, ya apne family ke liye rahmatul lil ahli, apne liye hi rahmat ban gaye, hum wo bhi nahi ban rahe. نبی علیہ السلام رحمت للعالمین, تو اس طرح جو ہے تو مخلوق کو روٹی کپڑا مکان پروائیڈ کرنا according to your ability, and then also looking after their welfare in the hereafter, that is compassion upon creation. Give dawa, یہ دعوت جو ہے یہی ہے welfare in the آخرہ. دعوا means the welfare in آخرہ, and this is it has greatest reward. Fourth one is the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in complete presence, remembrance, with feeling and belief that you are in the presence of the Creator, Allah who is watching you, your every move, hearing your every thought and word, and present with you, and you should react to every situation accordingly in keeping that in mind. اس کو کہتے ہیں حضور مع اللہ احسان, being present with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it is also being present with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is the objective, the last one, fourth, the presence of Allah. that you have many thoughts all the time in your heart and mind, but keeping the thought of Allah dominant, it's not that others are not coming, others will be there, of work, family, problems, difficulty, they will be there, but the dominant should one, dominant one, the most prevalent one, the most frequent one should be the presence of Allah. So now you understand the car, the meaning that, that if you have these four lamps, this is the objectives, and these are the headlamps, and you can now, the car can travel. Aap gaadi chal sakti hai. Nahi hoga to ye hoga. Now non-objectives, things which are not objectives, dreams. Ye dekhe na, bridge of purification is there. Wo tazkiya ka pul to upar hai. یہ خواب جو ہے یہ محمود ہو سکتی ہے مقصود نہیں ہو سکتی. Some people say we are not having good dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not promised anything just based on dream. He has promised everything based on iman and amali saliha. Iman and taqwa. Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Not that the person has seen dream and is. This shouldn't be. If it comes, good and well. You take comfort in there. You take comfort, but not actually make it up there. If it's not, and you are acting upon sunnah, you are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing dhikr, abstaining from sins, good. You don't need any dream. You have good news in Quran. Rasulullah is giving good news to you. What do you need more? When Quran is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dream as no authority, Quran has authority. Quran is saying, "Alladina amanu wa amilu salihat, lahum jannatun tajri min." Those people who have believed and practice good deeds, they are in Jannah. This is more authentic good news than the dream. Dream can be from shaitan, can be from nerves, can be from anywhere out, then it will need interpretation. Similarly, miracles, karamat, or is some supernatural acts, they are not objectives. Nor it have been the objective of Awliya Allah, nor the objectives of the Anbiya alayhi musalam. Anbiya ke mojizat, Awliya Allah ki karamat, and then they are magicians, jadugar type log. Ye they show strange things and try to impress people. These are not objectives of the path. Because when you are showing miracle, even if a karamat is shown from you, you don't get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that karamat. Because this is the act of Allah azza wa jal. If you follow a sunnah, do a good deed, say subhanallah, you are getting closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If karamat is coming, that is Allah's favor, it can come. So one should not be confused. And feelings, I'm not feeling, I don't feel like doing dhikr, I feel good at this, I feel like, they are not reliable. Feelings are not reliable, facts are reliable. So kya mahsoos kare? Shaitan was feeling good when he did not do sajda. When he didn't prostrate, he said, ana khairu min, I am good. He's feeling good. But in the sight of Allah, he was worst at that time. And Adam alayhi salam, when he was saying, Rabbana zalamna anfusana, he was not feeling good inside. He was crying and weeping, oh Allah, I have done wrong to myself, if you do not forgive me. So his feeling about himself was not good, but in the sight of Allah, he was very good. So don't leave dhikr or salah because you are not feeling, you can't concentrate. That doesn't matter. That dhikr which has no feelings is more virtuous than actually the one which has good feelings in it. That salah is more virtuous. That salah, that namaz is more rewardable where you are facing obstacles, thoughts here, there. Although you are not feeling good, but in sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when someone recites Quran with difficulty, he gets double reward. Although he doesn't feel good reciting like that. He feels embarrassed, he feels difficulty. But in the sight of Allah, he is getting double reward than even the person. Or the story which I told you the other day, when Hazrat Amr bin Al-As radiallahu ta'ala in Egypt, when they had a contract with Jewish and Christians, they were in a war, they said, we will not fight. On Friday is a Muslim prayer day, Saturday is a Jewish prayer day, Sunday is a Christian prayer day, and we have this agreement now, we won't fight these 3 days because everyone can do their worship. We'll have a war on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because at that time some weeks war went. So the Muslims were true to their contract and their agreement and their covenant. So the Muslims were praying Jum'ah behind Sayyidina Amr bin Al-As, Allahu Akbar, and he was reading the 2 rak'ah of Salat al-Jum'ah. Right at that time, the non-Muslim army invaded them. Jab wo namaz pad rahe the, us waqt aake unhone hamla kar diya. It is allowed to break prayer at that time. Sharia ijazat deti hai, abhi namaz tod do us waqt, apni hifazat karo. But none of the sahabis, they broke their prayers, or the tabi'in. They were standing in front of Allah, being cut into pieces, but not actually breaking the prayer. And they were killing one after the other in the rows. No one is breaking the prayer, even protecting themselves. 200 Sahaba Rizwan Rizwain and Tabi'in were martyred until Hazrat Amr bin Al-As said, Taslim, Assalamu Alaikum, Rahmatullah Tur. And then the army turned back for actually protection. Because at that time there were no guards, nothing. They said, we had a contract now, you know, Alhamdulillah, we are in peace. They said, unhone dhoka kiya, fauj ne hamla kar diya. Aur 200 sahabi aur tabi shaheed ho gaye. Aur namaz mein shaheed hue, wo namaz todi nahi unhone. Namaz hi mein mare. Bhai, unhone kaha, Allah ki raah mein nikle, Allah ki aage khade ho ke maut, isse kya acha. Tod sakte the, but their objective was something else. اور ایک ہم ہے ادھر یہ ہے وہ ہے وہ آپ نے دیکھ لی یہ تعلق یہ ظاہر کرتا ہے this shows the relationship of the person to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی the point I'm trying to convey at that time maybe they were feeling pain in salah when spears were thrown when arrows were being thrown at them they were feeling pain not feeling good and that they are actually you know being cut into pieces but that prayer has more value than their even normal prayer which they prayed peacefully. Yani unke andar to takleef ho rahi hogi, andar sukoon itminan bhi, lekin zahiri takleef bhi, lekin uske bawajood us namaz ka ajr zyada hai banisbat us namaz ke jisme wo jang halte jang mein nahi hai padhi unhone masjid matlab padte the waise padte the to maqsad baat karne ka hai ki abdul feeling mat bane don't become the servant of feelings. Abdul Kafiyat mat bane. You are Abdullah. Allah is over there, is there. So you worship Him no matter how you feel. If you feel bad, still worship Him because you're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get more reward. There is more closeness in there. Zyada qurb milega. Jab nahi bhi hamare log ki kafiyat nahi tari hai. Wo jo rona aata tha nahi aata ye wo. Usko maabood mat banaye. کوشش سرسری سی کرے بس ٹھیک ہے آگے نہیں جان بوجھ کے نہ اپنا خراب کر لے کر باقی ادھر ادھر سے ہو تو وہ اس کو مت معبود بنائے دیز آر ناٹ ایکچولی آبجیکٹیوز آف تزکیہ انسان سملرلی 4 ویژنز مکاشفات یہ بھی مقصود نہیں دے کین ہیپن یو کین سی بٹ یو ڈونٹ نیڈ دے آر ناٹ ایون اے کنڈیشن ٹو بی اے شیخ Karamat and Kashf is not necessary for the teacher to even. There are some things sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to encourage people to they see good and well if they are compliant with Sharia, good and well. If something is not compliant with Sharia, throw it on the wall. اگر شریعت کے خلاف ہے کسی کی کرامت یا کشف یا اس کو بچک دیوار کے مان لو اس کی کوئی ویلیو نہیں Either it has to be interpreted or actually it has to be. But that's not objective. تو یہ ہو گیا جو نان آبجیکٹیوز. ادر تھنگ وچ وی وانٹ ٹو کور ٹوڈے از ایکسلریشن, ایکسلریٹر پیدل. گاڑی میں ہوتا ہے نا, جس سے آپ دباتے ہیں اس کو تو اسپیڈ پکڑتی ہے گاڑی. اس کی کیا مثال ہے, وٹ ڈز دیٹ مین ان دا کار؟ اٹ از وٹ ایکسلریٹس یور جرنی ٹوڈز اللہ کلوزنس. اٹ از دا پیڈل وچ الومینیٹس یور جرنی ایز اٹ ٹریولز ٹو اللہ کلوزنس. اٹ شیل بی سین اینڈ ہرڈ بائی ادرس آن دا جرنی ود دا انجن اینڈ پاور اینڈ دا لائٹ آف ریڈیشن آن فالوئنگ دا پروفیٹک ویز. یہ ریپرزینٹ دا فورتھ اسٹیج, جس کو کہتے ہیں باطن کا روشن ہونا, اندر کا روشن ہونا. وہ کیسے ملے گا؟ جب پہلی ساری شرطیں, ویلز, عقیدہ, پھر توبہ, مجاہدہ, سات ادا پاک ہو گئے, انجن, دماغ پاک ہو گیا, سیٹیں پاک ہو گئیں, اینڈ دین فور آبجیکٹیوز آپ نے سیٹ کر لیا. میں اللہ کی رضا میرا مقصود ہے, یہ چار چیزیں میں نے اپنے اندر. تو اب جو ہے آپ ایکسلریٹر دبائیں. اس کی مثال ہے, دا ایگزامپل آف دا ایکسلریٹر از دا فورتھ اسٹیج آف الومینیشن. آپ واقعی آپ کا وہ باطن روشن ہونے کی طرف آپ کی گاڑی چلی جائے گی. دس لائف, ناؤ لک ایٹ دی نیکسٹ پکچر, دس لائف ول بیکم اے بلر. اٹ ول سیم نتھنگ ٹو یو. آل یو سی دا جرنی اہیڈ. اندر روشن ہونے کا یہ مطلب ہے کہ یہ سارے منظر آپ سے دنیا دور لگنی شروع ہو جائے گی, یہ دنیا دھندلی لگنے سے شروع ہو جائے گی. یو ول لوز دا ویلیو آف دنیا, دا لو آف دا دنیا, دا مٹیریلسٹ. رہیں گے آپ دنیا میں, بٹ اٹس ایز دو یور ہارٹ ہیز ڈائڈ. یو آر ناٹ سیئنگ اٹ, اٹ لکس ویری فار اوے فار یو. اونلی دا آبجیکٹیو اللہ'س پلیئر, اینڈ ہیئر یو آر گوئنگ ان دا کار ٹریولنگ. کہ جب دنیا بالکل ٹھنڈ, ایک اس کی آپ کی طلب ختم ہو جاتی ہے اس وقت. اس لائق حضرت حارثہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سیڈ, وین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, کیف اصبحت یا حارثہ, ہاؤ ہیو یو انٹرڈ مارننگ؟ ہی سیڈ, یا رسول اللہ, اصبحت, آئی ہیو ڈن مارننگ, آئی ہیو انٹرڈ دا مارننگ وائل مائی ود دا ریالٹی آف ایمان, فرام ود دا حقیقت آف ایمان. دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ, everything has sign, what is the sign of your iman? And he said this thing, he said, I've lost the attraction towards dunya. This is sign of illumination, ke dunya ki talab, uski mohabbat jo hai wo khatam ho jaye. Jaise banda ka dil mar jata, like you for example don't like urine, stool, bad things, ye jise banda dil hi nahi karta, karahat hai. اسی طرح جب بندے کا اندر روشن ہو جاتا ہے, پھر حقیقت دنیا ظاہر ہو جاتی ہے. ہی بیکمز لائک دیٹ. اس دنیا وہ حلال ملنے سے بھی, وہ سیدنا عبد القادر جیلانی رحمہ اللہ واز آفرڈ گورنمنٹ آف اے کنٹری بائی دا کیلف اینڈ ون کنگ. ایک بادشاہ نے کہا کہ میں آپ کو جو ہے آپ حکومت دے دیتا ہوں, آپ حکومت کریں, اسلامی نظام نافذ کریں. آپ نے فرمایا نہیں, مجھے جو اللہ پاک نے جو قرب دیا ہوا ہے, دا کنگڈم آئی فاؤنڈ ود اللہ سبحانہ تعالی, دیٹ ہیز میڈ بی انڈیپینڈنٹ آف آل دیز ورلڈلی ایکچولی تھنگ, مجھے نہیں چاہیے. حضرت مجدد الفسانی رحمت اللہ علیہ وانز مرید واز دا چیف کمانڈر اور چیف آرمی چیف ان دا کنگ کورٹ, and the king was against Islam and Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahimahullah, and he wrote, the commander in chief wrote to Hazrat Mujaddid Sheikh Ahmad Sarhandi, if you want I can kill the king and rule, you will be ruling the country on your guidance, I will rule them. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fisani rahimahullah said, no, I don't want to rule the country, I don't want the government. You, if you have any authority, ask him to revive some sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his government. If he revives the sunnah, like he has prohibited khatna and the sacrifice of cow, for example, at that time, because Hindu, they said we don't want, and he said okay, we won't do. So he said things like this, that revive the sunnahs which he has stopped practice. If they can be, they are better than the governments of all the world. And listen, If you will study the history of all Awliya Allah, from Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Imam Musa Qadim, Hazrat Bayezid Bistami, Junaid al-Baghdadi, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahim Imam Ghazali, Shaykh Abul Hassan Shazli, Hazrat Ali Hajweri, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, Hazrat Bahauddin, you won't find anyone participated directly that we want to rule the country or anything. They were guiding, they were doing nasiha, they were doing even guidance to people's kings, even like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani did, Rahmahullah, and all Awliya Allah. The famous Awliya Allah, you know, their shrines are all down the world. One example you give, that they were actually, they went that way. Because it causes fitna, even for them, even for others, and Islam does not benefit, rather it gets more harmed by this. Overall picture. It's a very good thought. Yeah, I want to implement Islam on the whole of the world. Well, you are a world as well. Why don't you implement on yourself? Kai log hai, wo kehte hum isliye hum khilafat-e-rashida ka nizam lana chahte hain. Good thought. All only Allah knew this. Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya ko nahi pata. Hazrat jo Sheikh Bahauddin Naqshband ko nahi pata. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh jo Ghaus Qutb Zahar zamane mein kehte koi zamana khali nahi hota, unko nahi pata ye cheeze hoti hain. Why they don't come and do this? Baat ye hai ke those people say we want Khulafa-e Rashideen system. Unme se har ek ka hazar hazar, das das hazar, do do lakh follower to hai, un par hi nafaz kar de Khulafa-e Rashideen ka nizam. Wo zyada nahi, ek shahar ye baat kar do. Aap jo kehte main puri duniya pe Islam nafaz karunga, ye main unko keh raha hu jo darbari mulla, do actually who are like Fayzat Ali رضی اللہ تعالی said, wailul lil ulama الَّذِينَ يَزُورُونَ الْأُمَرَى طُوبَى لِلْأُمَرَى الَّذِينَ يَزُورُونَ الْعُلَمَى وَالصُّلَحَى وَالْعَارِفِينَ أَوْلِيَا. Yani, he said, woe to those peers and scholars that who are visiting the rulers just for getting grants and governments and seats, and they are filling their pockets. They don't go for nasiha there. वो तो कहते हैं हमें दे दो, grant दे दो, हम मदरसा बना रहे हैं, ये कर दो, वो हम ये कर रहे हैं, ये कर दो, वो ये तो नहीं. वो और उनको दबाते हैं, ये भी दुनिया के कुत्ते हैं, आगे हैं. चलो ठीक है, दो 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 टुकड़े इनको भी. हाँ जी, आपको भी दे देंगे, ले लो. वो जब ये नहीं कहते आप सुन्नत की तबाह, आप दीन इस्लाम को नहीं, हम आपका लड़ाई नहीं करना जंग, लेकिन हम नसीहत कर रहे हैं आपकी बेहतरी के लिए. जैसे आप दुनिया में बादशाह हैं, आप आखिरत में भी बादशाह बने, और यहाँ हजूर अल-इस्लाम के बादशाह, उनके पसंदीदा बादशाह बने, शैतानी बादशाह ना बने. भाई ये नसीहत है आपके लिए. वो ये तो नहीं कहने जाते उनको. हजरत मुजद्दद साहब रहमतुल्लाह अलैहि, हजरत जैद बगदादी, दे सम टाइम वेंट फॉर नसीहा फॉर द किंग्स एंड बट नॉट फॉर बेगिंग. आपके पास भी ग्रांट लेके आए, खलीफा केम, दिस इज अ ग्रांट, वेरी बिग ग्रांट, मिलियंस इन द फॉर्म ऑफ दिनार्स एंड रूबीज. शेख अब्दुल खालिद पिक्ड इट अप and squashed it, and the blood starts pouring. I don't want this type of grant, which is you are actually beggar and coming to me as a king. He used to say, the muluk of dunya are beggars. They are not kings. Kings really are awliya Allah, muluk dunya wal akhirah. And he said, why? Because they are possessing the possessions of yatama and masakeen and the people. They were made ameen, a trustee upon the earth and their land, and they are abusing the wealth of the yatims and miskeens and the poor, and they are then saying we are kings on the money of the yatims, on the money of the widows, on the possessions of the destitute. Then they claim kingship. He said they are worst kind of beggars. They are worst kind of beggars. They are worse beggars than the who are begging in the street. At least they are doing lawfully. Hame de do, koi ek rupya de de, koi das rupya de de. Farmaya, tum badshah lo, tum to parle darje ke bakari ho. Main bilkul badshah nahi manta, na mere paas koi cheez lana. Haan, khud karobar karo, aur mehnat karo, to paise hoon, to main tumhe badshah maanu. Ye kya, humare jawan yahi bata raha hoon aapko, ki jinke paas ye duniya ki mohabbat, wo isi tarah khel. Awliya Allah's days never been like this. Even Imam Mahdi will come He will live till 40 years. وہ نہیں کہے گے میری آپ 28 سال ان کو اسلامی سارا نظام نظر آ رہا ہوگا ہاں میں نے جہاد کرنا ہے میں نے سب یہ کرنا ہے میں نے اسلام کا نظام لانا ہے وہ نہیں کہیں گے 20 سال کی عمر میں نہیں کریں گے 25 سال کی نہیں کریں گے اس وقت کریں گے when people will force before seeing him لوگ کہیں گے آپ ہی امام مہدی ہے یو آر امام مہدی نو آئی ایم ناٹ امام مہدی اٹ مسٹ بی سم ون ایلس نو یو آر Even then a voice will come from the heaven, this is the Khalifa of Allah, Mahdi. You know, when he will be commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only then he will initiate the political struggle. And then there will be victory with him. وہ ہمارا ہے وہ خود ہی کہتے ہیں ہمیں دو ہم کرتے ہیں تو یہ اولی اللہ کا طریقہ نہیں اسی لیے دیکھے کوئی بھی اس پہ سکسیسفل ہو those who even tried they have done loss more than the harm and even they try more to imam hasan bas imam hasan رضی اللہ عنہ who himself is khalifa e rashid who you are trying to establish the nizam of khilafat e rashida and imam hasan is himself khalifa e rashid and he is throwing the government way like this here it is actually if it's to reconcile the muslims I'm not concerned. It's under my feet. Here we are. Take it. Otherwise, he will be clinging on it. No, I am Khalifa Rashid. I am going to establish Islam. I am better than all others, etc., etc. This is not the way of awliya. And Imam Hussain, they give an example. He never would come, even if these evil Kufi people never invited him. He didn't say, I want to come to Kufa. Yes, he said, I don't want to do bayah because he is not a righteous man. But he didn't say, I'm going to fight against him. I'm going to do a political struggle against him. Or such as this. It's the people who say, when people like Imam Mahdi, they will say, Imam Mahdi will be then forced to follow them. Meaning he has to, because Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, these Darbari mullahs give example of Imam Hussain. They are not equal to one speck of the dust of Imam Hussain. The righteousness and the taqwa and the zuhud which he had actually. These people day and night they are compromising on all these things actually. I'm speaking about whole of the world, all countries, Muslim countries, not one country. Imam Hussain radiallahu, when he came to Kufa, he said, I have come here on your instruction because I was sinful if the creation is inviting me. And I am not helping them. So that's why he came. He said, I want to come there. I want to rule you. He took the initiative. He said them in the final letter, final address. He said, these are the letters that I came because of that. And now you abandon me. Actually, anyway, I didn't have this intention. That's why today's alim says, I understand Imam Hussain's mission more than Imam Zayd al-Abidin. Bring him in front. Who can claim this? Imam Zain al-Abidin didn't understand Imam Hussain's mission. Imam Jafar Sadiq Baqir didn't understand. And today's scholars, they understand. They knew Yazid is ruling. They knew the Bani Umayyah are ruling, actually. But they didn't. They were Imam Zain al-Abidin. He didn't turn any initiative as such. Yes, he gave the dawah to all the governments and nasiha and all these things. So what I'm trying to say to you is presenting you a historical perspective of all the famous awliya Allah and their way of life and how they have been doing it, how they have been conveying the message and how even Imam Mahdi will do that. But the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be him, with him. So love of dunya, which when it goes away, like Hazrat Mujaddad al-Fisani rahmahullah said, that to Adam. So in other countries, they had opportunity. In Pakistan even, many people here are from Pakistan, many times they had the, parts of country under ulama and other things, and they didn't do anything about Islam as such. Same it's remained. Sometimes it goes worse even than before. So it is fitna, and it is fitna. It is a person should try to follow the way of the Salaf Salihin. They give the example of we following the Salaf Salihin. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmahullah, was offered the seat of chief justice, couldn't he say, then I will be ruling all the khilafah of Bani Abba because I will be the chief justice? They were walking away from these things because it looks beneficial. But so coming back to the point, listen very carefully this point. Each of these leaders, they have 1,000, 10,000, 50,000, 1 million person under them. I say to them, you can't rule all the world, implement, just establish 5-6 cities, 5-6 villages of your followers and show a model to the humanity. Another, you say there is no model of Islam, no model of Islam, okay, just build 5-6 cities, 5-6 villages where your followers are implementing the Khilafat-e-Rashida. Even the governments, even others will say, we want this then. You have 1,000 marid, 1 million marid, and not implementing Khilafat-e-Rashida on them, and you want to implement Khilafat-e-Rashida on the world. Who are you trying to deceive? That's why there will be no barakah. Anbiya alayhim salam had 10 followers, but they implemented fully upon them. They have 100 followers, they implemented fully on them. Not that they took all willy-nilly with them and saying we are going to wage war actually. They were actually serious people. So this is a message you should understand, and not to actually be dragged by these some extremist people and elements here and there by these fancy slogan using name of Imam Hussein and others and things and giving the wrong interpretation and then wasting the money of people, the money, the properties of people, millions pounds, millions dollars with the waste like this and not achieving anything, while they could have done much constructive. In Malaysia, I mentioned to you that the Awliya Allah has said that look, you cannot implement Islam on whole of the world, just establish one village or one city, a model city where your murids and followers live and they show the Islamic ethos. And that will be a good, no government will oppose that. They want peaceful people. They want people living by the values of Islam. You don't have to be clash with the government. But you are not implementing on yourself, not on your followers, and you want welfare of whole of the ummah, you are deceiving. Either that person is himself deceived or he is trying to deceive others as well. Because no wali actually treaded this path, the famous one I'm telling you, of Naqshbandiya, of Qadiriya, of Chishtiya, or of Sohrawardiya, or Shazariya, or Muhammadiya, or Sayyid Ahmad Dajjan. Isi ke ek bhi misal lene. In logon ko sabse zyada ilm tha, fikr thi ummat ki, they were followers. And many, many other scholars. So they have to be, but the struggle is from the other dimension. And these people who are, hum ye kar denge dunia mein, hum ye kar denge, these will be the first people who will leave the camp of Imam Mahdi. The Imam Mahdi aayenge na, sabse pehle yehi log Dajjal ke camp pe jayenge. Ye jo hai cheeze khane wale aur ye dusre duniya qurbani bardar, they will be the first. And only few hundred in the beginning will follow him, and then thousands. All other will be in the Dajjal's camp. It's not that wahan to azab hoga, wahan to bhook hogi. There will be punishments there. It's not actually that you are, for example, it's 1 or 2 days or 3 days. It will be just like leaving everything and just going with Imam Mahdi. So when you are on the fourth stage of illumination, then as you are seeing in the diagram, the dunya, the visions in the sides will go blur, meaning dunya will be, it will be not so much, you will not be so much interested in it as such. The love of dunya will not be. Yes, you will use the dunya. Dunya will come to you. You won't be coming to dunya. Yeah. So you will not be using any unlawful, unlawful means to attain it. Because otherwise, then the person is not purified. But hamare yahan to chanda, ye, jo, sachche bhi beech mein kar karke logon se yehi mang mang ke unko de nahi bhi unka tazkiya ka anbiya alaihi salam boliya tazkiya karte the wo ye chanda ikatthe karke buildinge hum bana rahe hain وہ جو ہے وہ لوگوں کو اصل چیز ہے وہ ملی نہیں, بلڈنگ محل کی طرح کھڑی. یو ڈونٹ نیڈ ایون بلڈنگ ٹو ڈو ورک. لوگوں نے عام گھروں میں اینڈ ان ہاؤسز انڈر ٹریز انڈر سمپل بلڈنگ وہ اپنا کام کیا ہے. شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی کا مدرسہ دیکھے جا کے, وہ کیا بڑی بلڈنگ تھی اس وقت. حضرت بہاؤدین نقشبند کا دیکھے ٹو ورک یو کین ڈو, ڈونٹ ہیو دس آئیڈیا آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو بلڈ اے بگ بلڈنگ 5 million pounds اینڈ ورک, بیکاز سمپل ریزن دا بلڈنگ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ورک, دا بریکس آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ورک, یو ہیو ٹو ورک. کہہ رہے جو یہاں اتنے پیڑے اور لوور بھی پیڑے, آپ کو جس مرضی بلڈنگ میں لے جائیں وہ وہیں بھی وہی تیر ماریں گے. اس مسجد سے 10 گنا بن جائے وہ وہی کچھ ہوگا. But if it's work on people, if you work on the hearts of people, yes, when there will be need, they will make it themselves. اب یہاں اعتکاف کی لمٹ ختم ہو گئی ہے, سو ہم نے کہہ دیا نہیں بیٹھ سکتے, جگہ نہیں ہے, تو شاید یہ لوگ خود ہی بنا لیں, ان کی ضرورت ہے بنا لیں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if you have been to مدینہ تل منورہ, who has been to مدینہ تل منورہ in عمرہ and حج, can you put your hands up? زیادہ تو کیا نا آپ نے. یو سی ہاؤ واسٹ لینڈ از اراؤنڈ مدینہ تل منورہ ٹو احد, ابھی بھی کتنا کھلا میدان پڑا ہوا ہے. اینڈ امیجن ان دا ٹائم آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیر ول بی مچ مور واسٹ لینڈ, بٹ ہی چوز اے اسمال پلیس فار مسجد نبوی. اونلی وین دیٹ بیکیم فل ہی ایکسٹینڈیڈ اٹ ان ہز لائف, اینڈ وین دیٹ بیکیم فل حضرت ابو بکر. سو دا وے آف دا صحابہ اینڈ رضوان اجمعین and awliya Allah and the Prophet ﷺ is to just get the building which is for you may say serves your purpose at the moment or in the near future, and then when that's doing its job, if the people are coming, then it automatically will. Our people, they were doing all these things and then the work is not there, then they think how we people ulat kar rahe hain, yani masjid bana ke sochna isko abad kaise kare. ہونا تو یہ چاہیے بھائی محنت کرے, بھائی ماضی اتنے ہوں وہ کہیں مسجد کی ضرورت ہے. ہم الٹ کے ابھی مسجد پہلے بناؤ اور پھر سوچو اس کو آباد کیسے کریں. ڈوئنگ دا اپوزٹ اپروچ ٹو انبیاء اینڈ اولیاء اللہ, ایسا کام نہیں, ضرورت کی جگہ بنائی اینڈ دین ایکچولی فل. آلدو ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم دا پاپولیشن کڈ یوز 1 square kilometer لائک ناؤ فور ایگزامپل اٹ, بٹ ہی نیو دیٹ اف پیپل نیڈ دے ول میک, اف دے ڈونٹ نیڈ then what will the place come used to? So we finish here. So we covered now to alhamdulillah purification of the body, the mind, the heart and enlightenment of the soul. And now we'll so first stage was the organs, the tongue, the ears. This is the bridge of purification, jusr tazkiya ka pul, tongue, ears, eyes, hands, feet. Second stage, purification of the mind. Third, the heart. And fourth, illumination. Batin ka roshan hona. Stage four, enlightenment. And now we will, inshallah, tomorrow we'll discuss something. What does the gears represent? You see, ye dekhi, ek gaadi ki misal se sara samaj aa raha hai. Agar banda soche, to usi se sabak mil jata hai. Allah ki raah. یہ پتہ نہ ہو تو قرآن پڑھ کے بھی سمجھ کوئی نہیں آئے گی, یہ بھی بتا دو آپ. A person will not be able to find the path to Allah if he doesn't reflect, even reading Quran he won't understand the path. And if he understands, he has the understanding, he will reflect on the creation of Allah, sun, moon, star, these cars for example, also one can actually explain and one can understand things. So we finish here inshallah. So now it's your opportunity if you want to ask anything. Jazakumullahu wa sana jaza. Inshallah.
Up, you mentioned that if there are no sinners left on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace those people. A little confused there, a little bit of explanation on that would be appreciated.
The explanation of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving hope to the sinners to repent. That's what all its purpose is. That the purpose of actually this earth is to give freedom to people so that they practice, and if they have gone made wrong decision, they shouldn't think and become hopeless, oh, we've had it now, we've finished. No, the purpose of you being created different than angels, by knowing you have the potential and what things bad you will do, is not that the sin has happened, you fail. People will go in hellfire because of not repenting from sins, not because of sin. So this is to encourage the sinners to repent. Encourage them. Like Rasulullah gave example, one person killed 100 people and he went into Jannah. Now if someone understands, na'udhu billah, is not being encouraged to kill people. It means to encourage the sinner or the person who is a killer to repent and to stop doing bad things. You understand? Yes.
What can you do if sometimes you get you mentioned the wrong objectives, what if you got the wrong intention sometimes or wrong objective, what can you do to correct that?
Right. If you have a wrong intention or objective, firstly is that we have a, inshallah I show you tomorrow or the day after, we have a sheet called practice sheet of ikhlas sincerity, which a person can practice 30 days. He's given 30 days training so that his objective stays right. So if he does that, inshallah, then he doesn't move here and there. But if anyhow it's wrong, if the thought of wrong objective come, it doesn't matter. You make intention again that I am doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am doing it for the closeness of Allah. Even though other thoughts have come, they are not harmful until you accept them. But for the solution to have the skill and have the right objective is to do and practice. That's why I said in the last days or the before last day, I will show you how you can begin this journey on your own, and then actually you can ask help if you need facilitation. If not, then you can at least do the necessary part yourself when you know what to do, what not to do, where to take power from, inshallah. Wo kal ya parso inshallah hum bataein. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
حضرت صاحب میں پوچھنا چاہتا ہوں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا قلب یا صدر انسان کیسے حاصل کر سکتا ہے, یا جو ہمارے فرائض ہیں ان کو ان پہ عمل کر کے, تو یا پھر جو کوئی ایکسٹرا عبادات ہیں یا مال کر کے, اس کے بارے میں ذرا جزاک
اللہ. اللہ تعالیٰ کا جو فضل اور رحمت اللہ پاک نے بیان فرمایا کہ ذلک فضل اللہ یوتیہ من یشاء, اللہ جس کو چاہتا ہے اس پر فضل فرماتا ہے, فضل دیتا ہے یعنی فضل کرتا ہے. تو اللہ کس پر فضل کرنا چاہتا ہے وہ اللہ نے خود بیان فرمایا. یہی جو میں آباد ہوں کہ عقیدہ درست کر لیں, فقہ کا علم سیکھ لیں, زبان کان آنکھ اعضاء کے گناہوں کو بچائیں بلکہ نیک کام کریں ان سے, دماغ کو غلط سوچوں سے, دل کو صاف رکھیں اور جو ہے اپنا یہ کریں, تو پھر وہ بندہ اللہ کا فضل جو ہے رحمت اس کو آتی ہے. اللہ چاہتا ہے میں اپنے ان بندوں کو دوں کہ جو وہ امید رکھتے ہیں اللہ کو. باقی وہ دھوکہ ہے کہ یعنی بندے نے جو ہے کر کچھ نہیں رہا اور امید رکھ رہا ہے اللہ کے فضل سے. اگر آسان مثال سمجھنی ہے میں آپ کو یہ تصویر سے سمجھاتا, آپ اس تصویر کو دیکھیں. If it comes. آ گئی تو انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون اللہم اجعلنا فی مصیبتی واخلف لی خیرا منها یا العابر ہاں وہ شاید آ گیا. ہاں یہ دیکھیں آپ, یہ
coming to all these places. Abhi ye dekho kitne abhi aapko batane wali cheeze hain, there 40 ye to ek aur itikaf lagega phir aapko sab samajh aayegi lekin agar aapne saath bhi ye dekhiye ye yahan bataya gaya ye hai allah ka fazl aap pooch rahe hain allah ka fazl aur rehmat kaise hasil hota hai ye hai allah ka likha hua hai the grace and mercy of allah banda jab yahan hota hai yahan se chale aqeeda fiqa tauba mujahida karte hue azab ko paak kare dimag ko paak kare dil ko paak kare batin ko roshan kare ye char sifat apne andar leke aaye to phir allah ka fazl rehmat us par aayega aur uski wajah se usko allah ka qurb milega ab yahan khade hoke na niche sheikh chilli ki tarah ke bhai main allah ke fazl ki umeed rakhu dhoka hai that is deception to be here wo kehte na peer roodi te khaba sheesh mal diya meaning when you are on the dirt dump of sins and thinking about actually you know palaces of light and actually diamond that is a wishful thinking to jab gunahon ki roodi pe banda pada hua hai aur yani allah ki raza ke sheesh mal ki khwab achhi nahi ye nahi rehna ye dhoka apne aap ko dena firstly you adopt the path and then rely on apple hamare log samjhte hain allah par bharosa ka matlab ye fazl ka hum kuch bhi na kare sab kuch khud hi ho ye nahi hai jaise aap kisan jo hai wo beej dalta hai phir allah ke fazl se wahan se wo beej ugta hai so if you put the seed of effort into the land of iman then out of allah's fazl that seed grows into actually the plant aurte hain wo kehte hain ye उम्मीद से है तो उम्मीद उसी को थी इसका कोई निकाह हुआ है कोई यानी वो यानी बच्चा होने वाला है अब ये उसने निकाह ही नहीं किया कोई नहीं अपना ना तो कहना ये उम्मीद से है ये उम्मीद से है तो कैसी उम्मीद है वो आप समझ रहे तो ये बात है तो यानी अल्लाह का फजल और रहमत यानी उम्मीद का मतलब ये इमाम गजाली रहमतुल्लाह ने फरमाया कि अल अहमकु ना अल कयस मन दान नफसा وعمل لما بعد الموت عقل مند وہ ہے کہ جو اپنے نفس کو کنٹرول کرے اور موت کے بعد کے لیے عمل کرے یہ جو ساری موت کے بعد والی چیزیں بتا رہے ہیں والاحمق من اتبع نفسه هواها اور احمق ہے بے وقوف ہے وہ شخص کہ جو اپنے نفس کی اتباع کرے وتمنى على الله اور اللہ پر امیدیں باندھے بخشش کی اور مغفرت کی وہ دھوکے میں ہے دس از ڈیسیپشن وہ ابتدا میں بھی میں نے بیان کیا تھا وما یغرنکم باللہ الغرور کہ اللہ کے بارے میں دھوکہ نہ کھاؤ تو یہ ہے اللہ کا فضل و رحمت باقی تو سارا سفر ہماری زندگی بھی اللہ کے فضل و رحمت سے ہی ہے لیکن وہ جو آپ پوچھ رہے ہیں کہ اللہ کس پر اپنا فضل رحمت کرتا ہے وہ اپنے مرضی سے کرتا ہے لیکن اللہ پاک نے اس کا کچھ بتایا کہ یہ عمل کرو تو میرا فضل رحمت تم پر آئے گا قرآن جید میں اللہ نے فرمایا ان رحمت اللہ قریب من المحسنین اللہ's رحمت is close to the good doers not the evil doers وہاں تو اللہ کا عذاب ان کے قریب ہے ہاں وہ توبہ کرنا چاہیں تو پھر رحمت ان پر آئے گی if they want to repent no matter how much they are in kufr or sin then اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ because اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سے فَمَنْ أَصْلَحَ وَمَنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ whoever repents and corrects himself إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ رَحِيم after that اللہ is غفور رحیم ہمارے لوگ الٹی پٹی پڑتے ہیں اللہ پا غفور رحیم اب کام الٹے کرتے جاؤ ہر ایک کے لیے اللہ غفور رحیم نہیں ہے اللہ پا میں بعد میں غفور رحیم جب تم اپنی اصلاح کر لو تو میں پھر غفور رہے اگر نہیں کرنا چاہتے ضد کرنا چاہتے ہو ابو جہل کی طرح بغاوت کرنا چاہتے ہو تو نبی عبادی انی انا الغفور الرحیم لوٹنے والوں کے لیے وان عذابی والعذاب الالیم don't want to turn to Allah then Allah can punish you but still it's up to him if he wills he can forgive no man can ask him but I am telling you the principle how the rules are laid down in the Quran Yes.
As-salamu alaykum, Mr. Sir.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
You talked about the lens of Allah in this lecture and before. One of the things which was mentioned that the borders of living in Jamaat, and you mentioned some of the people. And my question is, sometimes is visibly seen that these friends of Allah or people, they don't go to the mosque, but they do all the Jamaat in the houses, regular basis. So it just, and with their needs and etc. I just wanted to end this book. So they are reading a Jamaat, but the significant mosque you mentioned and understand, but if you can elaborate a little bit on that.
Right.
Our comments I want to make, that Alhamdulillah, when we're here and we see this presentation, and it is really effective. It is really effective, and it's showing the example how one can, where one is, and how one can come closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala.
Yes.
And sometimes when we leave, it's difficult. So what you said, reading the books and etc. Yeah. or doing this is beneficial.
Yes, mashallah, this thankfulness goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, from whom we are benefiting, and the guidance of the Mashayikh. And it's really credit go to the brothers who have done in the media department there together, the collective. They've been working all year making this. It's not, I mean, all year, bit by bit, correcting. It takes months to make one diagram sometime, and correcting it, making it, then putting it into. So they've been working all through the year, alhamdulillah, for them, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, the brothers who have been participating in this. About the jama'ah is in congregation prayer, the masla is that there are some excuses. In fiqh is mentioned the 8 excuses where jama'ah is not necessary upon the person. He can pray home, wherever he is, with jama'ah. He is excused, he still will be rewarded. So if some scholar, ulama has come and they fit into that, there is flexibility in there, they can. But still, they should adopt the way of azimah to be an example for others. Actually, for example, if you are a musafir, jama'ah is not necessary. That's where you find when we go in traveling, I say, pray however you can sometimes. I mean 2, 3, 5, but it is preferable to do in. So if a person is musafir, he is living, he come here for less than 14 days, for him it's not necessary to attend the mosque. But if he is a peer, if he is alim, then at least maybe one prayer, he is tired, he should come and tell the others. Because he is musafir, where he is staying, they are not musafir. Because of him, they are getting sinful as well. مثلا میں پیر ہوں یا عالم ہوں میں کسی کے گھر گیا چلو میں تو مسافر بانا بنا لیا میں تو مسافر ہوں میں تو اپنی نماز پڑھوں ادھر ہی پڑھوں تو وہ جو گھر والے ہیں وہ تو مسافر نہیں ہیں ان پر تو مسجد میں ہی جانا ضروری سنت ہے موقع ہے بعضوں نے کہا واجب ہے تو ان کو وہی گناہگار ہو رہے ہیں میری وجہ سے تو چلو ایک تھکا ہوا ہوں آیا ہوں آج چلو آرام کر لیا پڑھ لیا لیکن پھر میں جاؤں تاکہ میری وجہ سے کتنے لوگ جائیں گے اور مریدین جائیں ان کو اہمیت ہوگی جیسے نبی علیہ السلام کے بارے میں بیان کرتے ہیں کہ حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ حضرت عبداللہ ابن عباس اور حضرت کمپانی they were carrying the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم literally from 2 sides to come into the mosque. اعلی حضرت فاضل بریلوی رحمت اللہ علیہ scholar of subcontinent India, he in the last century he used to pray with jama'ah when he was even ill in his last days, and 2 people had to pick up his chair and bring him in the mosque. And he was actually steadfast upon the sunnah, upon sharia, whatever he understood. He's not a prophet or anything, but whatever he understood, he would be strict upon sharia, sunnah. He didn't allow music, he didn't allow women to attend the muzarat. That's his fatwa. And he didn't like qawwali. He said this is shaitani thing. Qawwali, the modern day qawwali, which we, you know, people do. He was against that. And he said that this is an allegation on Chishtiya, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya and others, the mentioned as well in Fawaidul Fuad, that this is an allegation upon our mashayikh that we used to do qawwali with mazamir and these things. Hazrat Nizamuddin, the Mashayikh Chishtiya themselves are mentioning, and these people are, nauzubillah, putting allegation on them, that wo is tarah quali karte the, aur ye. So he was a person, that's his opinions, his fatwas, certain fatwas. So he was, and most people in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, they follow him, and the ulama and the peers should follow him. He is meaning the person of fatwa and fiqh, and in the sense that, but they don't follow him in these matters. Another matter which they like, for example, he said you can do khatam or you can do gyarmi, they say, oh, he is done nice. He decides not, and things which they don't like, they say, well, he was not a prophet, we have our own opinions. And when others say they have their own opinion, they say, no, no, you are not his follower. And themselves, they are not following sometimes them. So, if a person is musafir, he is excused. He can pray at home. If he is ill, if person is mariz, wo bhi par sakta hai. If the mosque is far, then for example, 1 mile from him. So, iske bhi uzar hai. Ye masjid dur hai, zyada. تو چل کے نہیں یہ آٹھ یا اس سے بھی کچھ زیادہ کم و بیش وجوہات ہیں ان فقہ اس مینشن you have to look after your mother or father, you're looking after children, other sometime it is food has come, آپ کو بھوک لگی ہے, کھانا آ گیا ہے, تو بہت زیادہ بھوک بھی ہے, کھانا بھی تیار ہو گیا ہے, then you should eat first and leave the جماع, اور یا آپ جانے لگے تھے نماز پڑھنے, حاجت ہو گئی, قضاء حاجت یعنی ریلیو کرنے کی, فور لیونگ, پیشاب آ گیا یا کوئی ایسا ہو گیا, تو وہ بعض دفعہ آ گیا تو پھر جائے, پھر یہ ہے کہ نماز نہ پڑھو جماعت کے, پہلے اپنا وضو کرو. اسی طرح کئی دفعہ خون نکلنا شروع ہو گئی, ہوگا خون نہیں رکتا, کہیں وہ قطرے کا مسئلہ ہے, کسی کے دانتوں میں خون, میرے دانتوں میں خون آتا رہتا ہے, تو بعض دفعہ پھر بندہ وضو ہی نہیں کر سکتا تو نماز کیسے پڑھے گا. تو اس طرح جو عذر ہیں جو شریعت میں, تو وہ in taking them into consideration a person is allowed, but leader type people they should follow and try to get to mosque even if it is preferable, because for them the example is in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ma'ar ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmahullah said in his Sharh al-Bukhari a hadith, he mentioned that yes, even if a person prays at home with jama'ah with his family, he gets 15 times more reward than praying individually. So if your person have to, then he can pray jama'at as such, but the mosque is the most preferable sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he liked that, he loved. In other words, you can say you are praying because it is the hukam of Allah, you pray with jama'ah because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Namaz banda Allah ke liye pad raha hai, jamaat mein Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke liye pad raha hai, ki bhai unki sunnat hai, hukm to farz Allah ka hai. To ye hai, isliye jaldi kisi pe itraz bhi nahi karna chahiye, kyunki baaz dafa uzr hote logo ke main to general baat kar raha hu ki bhai yani aisa hai, ya nasihat ke taur par ki that a person should do what the ulama, what the mashayikh should do, this lead an example. But one should not hasten to object on people, because sometimes there are these excuses behind and they are excused. So a person should not, he should think 100 times before objecting on an individual. Yes, collectively general masala can be mentioned. Person should follow sunnah, he should pray with jama'ah and they are excused. But when you have anyone on target, then think again and again and again before saying, uttering something, and try to give good interpretation of a Muslim's amal, have a good interpretation of it rather than have a negative one. Jazakallah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
I think the Mashaykh mentioned there's many, many lessons to learn from Allah subhanahu's command to bow to other ways. But I'm just unclear about one thing, because when we read the Quran, the ayah mentions that
Quran interprets itself many times in one verse. So let's say, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Iblis, Ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima amartuk, when I commanded you, what stopped you from not falling? This itself is showing that Iblis was given a special command, maybe. So if someone says that command was given to Malaika, this ayat is showing it was given to him as well. Or when he is in the Malaika, he is saying, standing in the Malaika, he was one person living in Malaika. Wa iz qulna lil malaika, because they were a majority, when he was only one. So all who were present were given the command to actually bow down there. And they went. So the address was to all of them. So, کہ وہ کیا کہتے ہیں کلیہ ہے نا کہ اکثریت کا وہ کل پر حکم کیا ہے وہ فقہ کا اصول جو ہے یعنی majority یعنی حکم is actually sometime taken for all of them all of me, it means all اکثریت کا حکم کل کا ہوتا ہے so angels were in majority so Allah SWT said And when Allah Zawajal mentioned to Iblis himself, Ya Iblis O Ma Mana Kanda, so it is itself showing, Quran meaning another verse is showing, he has been given command. And that verse is showing itself. It's not negating the other one.
Yes. In regards to, I know you said dreams, are not the objective.
Right.
Objective. But some people, they go off dreams, i.e. get to see prophets, especially the blessed Zat of Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit? Because we've heard from scholars that these hadiths, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have said, that if you see me in a vision, you really have seen me. And some people say that, look, well, have you actually seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you elaborate on this a little bit, if, how to differentiate that,
yes.
if a person hasn't actually seen the Prophet ﷺ, want to get guidance?
Dreams are of three types. Rasulullah ﷺ said, one are for Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the true dream. Second category is from shaitan, which are evil and horrific and scary dreams. And the third is psychological dreams, which you are matters which you are going through everyday life, any concern at the, these days which is upon your mind, on your head all the time, you might see that in dream. So there are other two categories. So what I mentioned was that you shouldn't make it a purpose. It's not maqsood. It can be mahmood, meaning it can be a good dream, it can be a good thing to encouragement. But it cannot be an objective. On that basis, you cannot decide that person is good or bad as such. You can only get indication. Now, about the Prophet ﷺ, you said there is definitely confusion there. People have many have wrongly understood the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. Aap al-Islam ne jo farmaya ki jisne mujhe dekha, usne hakikat mein mujhe hi dekha. Whoever sees me, he's seen me. Now there is some people, they claim we have seen Rasulullah ﷺ and he said such and such things, or we have heard such and such things, and they are not in compliance with Sharia or the Sunnah, and they claim. So what the scholars like Imam Ibn Sirin rahmahullah, he is also one of the Mashaykh of Shazaliya. He is, the Silsila of Shazaliya goes through him above to Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala. This is Shajara, it is way there. So Imam Muhammad ibn Siri is one of the in the person in the Shajara of Shazaliya above as well, through Hazrat Anas bin Malik, then goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he mentioned that when, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now this is, if you listen carefully, you will understand, otherwise you will miss the point. When the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever sees me, he sees me, really. Who was he saying this to? Who was he saying this to? People sitting in the front of him, who have seen him, so they could compare in the dream. So he was saying to the Sahaba, Rizwanullah Ajmain,
That whoever sees, because they are, because if a person have not seen him, and I say to you, you've never seen me, I say, if you see me, you've seen me. What does that mean? So Prophet ﷺ was saying to the Sahaba, if you see me, meaning you have seen me now, if you see me in the dream, it is true. That's why Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin said, when someone came, Ya Sayyidi, I've seen Prophet ﷺ in the dream. He said, okay, mention his huliya, his shama'il, mention the figure of the Prophet ﷺ. Explain, how was he? When he explained, if it matched what's mentioned in the shama'il, he said, he used to interpret and say, yes, this it means this. If it didn't match how Rasulullah ﷺ looked, he would say, you've seen someone else. You've seen someone. And many people have been led astray because shaitan cannot come in the form of Rasulullah ﷺ, but he can come in another form and say, I am the Prophet of Allah. That's what he can do. And many people have been led astray. I've seen the Prophet ﷺ, and you know, he's at this, and I can do this, is allowed in the Sharia. No. Even if it is a true dream, still the hukam of Shari'i hukam, the command of do and don't, cannot be based upon dream. It's based upon actually the hadith and the fiqh, which actually it is, if it is not compliant. So this is the confusion which some people have, and so they should read in a simple book like Imam Tirmidhi, Shama'il Tirmidhi, how Rasulullah ﷺ face was, how he is blessed hair, blessed actually nose, blessed eyes were, and he'll know who he has seen. Otherwise, he's seen someone else, like Imam Ibn Sirin. He's the expert. We'll have to follow the expert people opinion, not actually our opinion, what we say. What he mentioned, this is in the book of the dreams about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So ye hai. There was one wali called in Indian subcontinent, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya. He used to listen to poetry, because he himself said, never listen to poetry with music. Mazamir, he mentioned Fawaidul Fadhi's Malfuzat. But he listened to poetry, Naat. And there was a scholar at that time, he didn't like, he said, you shouldn't do this, people are getting confused. And he was a Qazi. He was a pious person as well. He was a pious man as well. But he was a person strict upon Sharia, and he said, there can be fitna in there, etc. So once Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayhi said to him, if I let you do the ziyarah of Rasulullah SAW and he says what I am doing is right, will you then let me do it? And Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya put his blessed chadar over his head, and that scholar started to see Rasulullah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't disturb him. For his fakir ko tang na karo, kar de do yogan. Don't disturb him. He's a pious man. Simple pious man. And that scholar said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know which state I am in now. Where I am in now. How I am. Which state I am. Which world I am. I will follow your instruction which we have found through ahadith and the fiqh. Rasulullah didn't say anything to him. So he still remained on his opinion. Because he knew that the hukam of halal and haram cannot come from kashf and from dream. That's what happened in the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he mentioned in his book that there was a sahabi of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Isa taught him the path to Allah, the deen of Islam, and sent him in a far country, and he began to give dawah. People were coming, some were opposing him, and he thought, shaitan thought, the people are becoming very pious, so he tried to stop him through different tactics. He sent women there, beautiful women there. They were coming for dam and all these things, how do it happens normally, and so that he falls into fitna. But he was strict, he was not seeing anyone without mahram, and
keeping his eyes guarded. Then he tried to trap him in money and things. It wasn't there. So no trick of his was successful on this person. Last thing which Shaitan used, he formed himself looking similar to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and in wakefulness state came in front of this wali and this sahabi. Wo yani Isa alayhi salam ki shabih ban ke us unke sahabi ke paas aa gaya, samne khada ho gaya. Ab to wo to unke nabi Isa alayhi salam to nabi rasool hain. Wo sahabi kyunki unhone ye asool of the path to Allah, they were steadfast on that. He said, if you are not Isa bin Maryam, although you are looking like Isa alayhi salam, well, nearly, if you are not Isa bin Maryam, I don't want to speak to you. If you are Isa bin Maryam, then you have taught me whole the deen, I will see you on the day of judgment now. तो वो कहने लगा उनको बुजुर्ग कहने लगे कि भाई अगर तो आप ईसा अलैहि सलाम नहीं है, मैं आपसे बात नहीं करना चाहता. अगर आप ईसा अलैहि सलाम है तो क्या आपने मुझे बताया नहीं था जब मैं आपके पास रहा कि मैंने सारा दीन आपको पढ़ा दिया है जरूरी, तो अब क्यामत के दिन मुलाकात होगी. शैतान हैड नो वे. हमारे लोग हैं, कोई ख्वाब आ गया, कोई बुजुर्ग नजर आ गया, ये सबज पगड़ी है, दाढ़ी है, वो कह गया तू गाने सुनिया कर, तू शराब कर पी लिया कर, तू नमाज कोई गल नहीं है, पहुंचे तू दे असली देर कंप्लीटली इन द हैंड्स ऑफ शैतान. वो तो शैतान के यानी डुगडगी, वो तो नांगुलियों पे नाच रहे हैं ये लोग. शरीयत सुन्नत, शेख अब्दुल कादिर जिलानी रहमतुल्लाह ने फरमाया कि अगर तुमसे बहुत सारे ऐसे असर करामतों की तरह की इस्तदराजात एंड सुपर नेचुरल थिंग्स स्टार्ट हैपनिंग फ्रॉम यू, एंड इफ यू हैव लेफ्ट फॉलोइंग द अवामिर एंड नवाही, फरमाया कि वालम जान लो फइन्ना का मफतून, यू आर इन फितना एंड शैतान इज प्लेइंग विद यू. शैतान तुमसे खेल रहा है. मैं अब्दुल कादर तुम्हें कहता हूं, इरजिअ इला हुक्म शरअ, वापिस आ जाओ शरीयत मोहम्मदी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की तरफ. और तुम जो मारफत और हकीकत की बातें कर रहे हो, कोई मारफत हकीकत शिकत जिसकी शरीयत ना तस्दीक करे वो दीवार पर दे मारो, वो बेदीनी है, वो चीज नहीं है जो ऐसी तो जिसको तुम मारफत समझ रहे हो हकीकत. सो व्हेन अ पर्सन हैव दिस काइंड ऑफ माइंड एंड क्लैरिटी देन ही कैन सेव हिमसेल्फ. वरना तो वो छोटी मोटी बात से भी फलाने मेरा जायचा देखा, तुम बड़े नेक बन जाओगे, फलाने मुझे ये बिशारत दी, फलाने मुझे ये दी, आपके मैं क्या हूं, व्हाट आई एम, इट डजंट मैटर व्हाट अदर्स आर सेइंग, व्हाट यू आर सीइंग. ये जो मिर्जा गुलाम अहमद कादियानी था, ही यूज टू गेट विजन्स एंड ही वाज कन्विंस्ड दैट एक्चुअली दैट इट इज बीइंग सेड टू हिम ही इज अ नबी नाउज़ बिल्ला, एंड ही वाज कन्विंस्ड एंड ही वाज लेट अस्ट्रे बाय शैतान by not following this principle. तो ये होता है. जज़ाकअल्लाह. अभी टाइम भी खत्म हो गया. सुभानक اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما.